Dreamscape presents The Opposite of Depression, What My Work with Suicidal Patients Has Taught Me About Life, Hope, and How to Flourish, by David M. Carrion, M.D. Narrated by Rob Vlock. To My Wife, Abigail. Introduction. There's a well-known story about a farmer who went out to sow seeds in his field. As he broadcast the seed, some fell on the pathway and was quickly devoured by the birds. Other seed fell on rocky soil, where it sprouted quickly, but just as quickly wilted under the hot sun. Still other seed fell among thorns, which grew up alongside the tender plants and eventually choked them out. But some seed fell on good, fertile soil, where the plants were able to put down deep roots and flourish, producing an abundant crop up to 100 times what had been planted. This book is about how to flourish in life. It's about expanding and growing your overall sense of well-being, especially if you are struggling with a nagging sense of dissatisfaction or weariness, or if you're depressed. And who hasn't felt that way at some point? Life throws us challenges that test us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. If it hasn't happened to you yet, there's a chance it will someday, and a very good chance it'll happen to someone you care about. But whatever your situation and whatever your life circumstances, my hope is that this book will show you how to experience the fullness of life, health, and purpose. My profession has given me a helpful vantage point for observing people who flourish and people who don't. As a psychiatrist specializing in treating major depression, I have witnessed the suffering of my patients firsthand and listened to their distress. Patients come to my clinic precisely because they are not flourishing. Their depression has robbed them of much of what makes life feel satisfying, purposeful, and worthwhile. But in the course of my practice, I have also seen that it's possible for someone to move from a crippling state of misery, weariness, and disappointment to a life of thriving. Being depressed feels bad, very bad. But in my years of battling on behalf of and alongside patients with depression, I've learned that this misery maker can serve a hidden and useful purpose. It gives us important clues about how to flourish instead. As I'll explain in the chat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?